You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is from the book of John chapter 4 verse 21 to 24. I read, Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." This teaching by the Lord Jesus Christ to this woman by the well is very central and critical to worship and to understanding genuine and sincere worship. In this teaching, Jesus announced new things about the worship of God that we need to pay attention to. One is that worship would no longer have anything to do with a location, with a place. Today, people are still going back to what Jesus had corrected, trying to attach worship to a particular place, even the pulpit. They call it altar. The pulpit is not an altar. The pulpit is not a place of worship. It is a location. The building is not the place where we worship God. We worship God in spirit and in truth. It does not matter where your body is physically. You can worship God in spirit and in truth because it has nothing to do with location. It has nothing to do with a physical place any longer. It also has nothing to do with a day. We don't worship God on Sunday. That's a wrong concept of worship. Sunday may be a day we have the time to gather together, but we can as well gather on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. You know, some people think that the debate is between Saturday and Sunday. No, the debate has nothing to do with Sunday, has nothing to do with Saturday. The real issue is that, do we worship God in spirit and in truth? There is no day that we cannot gather together. Just the fact that we meet on Sunday does not mean we are worshiping God on Sunday. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Also, you know, I've had people who have traveled to more advanced countries and they do not see the need for God. It is because such people had never worshiped God in spirit and in truth, because there is no city, there is no country where you cannot worship God in spirit and in truth. When people seek God for material things, that means that they are not worshiping God in truth. So such people, when they have access to those material things, they are not longer going to see any need for God. But a person that worships God in spirit and in truth, it does not matter what continent he is. It does not matter what country he is. He will see the need for God. He will worship God in spirit and in truth. Nothing will change. So moving from Africa to Europe will not change anything, because worship of God is constant. It is in spirit and it is in truth. Except you don't know the truth, that is when you will feel that I'm now in a new place where everything works and I don't need God. It means that you've never known God. And I tell you, by the time you need him, I pray it will not be too late. But brethren, it's a privilege that we can now worship God in spirit and in truth. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.